This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. 16 states are suing the Trump administration over the president's declaration of a national emergency so he can get funds to build a border wall. The complaint alleges Trump's declaration is illegal and unconstitutional. Attorneys general led by California filed their lawsuit late Monday. Jackie Quinn of the Associated Press has more on the reaction to Trump's emergency declaration.
There were protests scattered around the country on President's Day. And in New York, Attorney General Letitia James says the Trump administration's plan to divert funding from military construction and other programs to pay for a border wall threatens her state's public safety infrastructure. In Washington, D.C., protester Bishop Garrison.
This is a wall that neither Mexico nor Congress want to pay for. That the American people do not want.
All of the states involved in the lawsuit have attorneys general who are Democrats. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders announced Tuesday he is running for president in 2020, launching a second bid for the White House. Joining an already crowded field of challengers to the president, Sanders, a frequent critic of President Trump, said,
"It is absolutely imperative that Donald Trump be defeated."
Sanders has been ranked among the leaders in opinion polls of prospective 2020 candidates, but he faces challenges from a large pool of other progressives who advocate for many of the same issues that he brought to the party's mainstream. Chanel's iconic courtier, Karl Lagerfeld, has died. He was approximately 85 years old. Lagerfeld was one of the most hardworking figures in the fashion world, holding down top design jobs at Fendi and famously Chanel. From Washington, this is VOA News. A senior Indian military official in Kashmir, Lieutenant General KJS Dhillon, said on Tuesday that Indian forces have killed the leadership of the JEM, the Jaish-e-Mohammed.
And I'm happy to inform the country that in less than 100 hours, we eliminated the JEM leadership in the valley which was being handled by JEM from Pakistan.
The militant group was behind last week's suicide bombing in Kashmir, in which a militant rammed an explosive-laden van into a paramilitary bus. It was the worst attack against Indian government forces in Kashmir's history. Tensions between Pakistan and India have soared following the attack, in which Islamabad condemned while also cautioning India against linking it to the bombing without a proper investigation. In a speech to Venezuelan and Cuban Americans in Miami, U.S. President Donald Trump warned the Venezuelan militaries to stop supporting President Nicolas Maduro and urged them to allow humanitarian aid into the country. The United States and many countries around the world support Juan Guaido as interim leader of Venezuela. White House correspondent Patty Wakasura has this report.
American planes bringing food and medicine to the Colombian border with Venezuela. It's uncertain how this aid will be distributed to Venezuelans as President Nicolas Maduro sees it as the beginning of a U.S. invasion and vows to block it with military power.
He would rather see his people starve than give them aid.
3 million people have fled Venezuela to escape the crisis.
Nosotros.
We volunteers swear to defend the Constitution. We commit ourselves to having humanitarian aid enter.
Juan Guaido is organizing an army of volunteers to distribute American humanitarian aid that's piling up in Colombia, Brazil, and the Caribbean. This Saturday, he plans to break the blockade and deliver supplies to thousands of Venezuelans, potentially setting up a confrontation if the military continues to support Maduro. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Negotiators from China and the United States will resume talks on the ongoing trade war between the world's biggest economies. The White House says a third round of negotiations will take place Tuesday and Wednesday in Washington between lower-level deputies before moving on to senior-level talks on Thursday. The statement said the talks will focus on achieving needed structural changes in China that affect trade between the U.S. and China. The administration has threatened to raise tariffs from 10 to 25%. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA.
Hip-hop.